Morning with thanksgiving and with psalm, knowing that He is God, that He sits high and looks low. A gracious Father, we come before You this morning with a broken heart. We come before You this morning, Lord, needed to be filled with Your Holy Spirit. We come before You this morning in need of Your grace, in need of Your mercy. We come this morning because, Lord, You have called us to come. So we invite Your presence in our midst this morning, Lord. And we pray for each and every one within the hearing of my voice. We pray for those in Chile this morning. May You have mercy. May You reach out to them this morning with love and compassion. And may You grant us Your peace, both now and forevermore.
Time for our morning intercessory prayer. And in the light of the news, may I read you what you're so familiar with. But sometimes familiarity breeds contempt, and familiar words become cliches, things without meaning. So sometimes you need to hear them as though you're hearing them for the first time. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrow. The beginning of sorrow. And He says, except those days shall be shortened, they shall no flesh be saved. Another text says, men's heart failing them for fear, for looking after the things that's coming upon the earth. When you have a chance, go to Universal Studios and look at a map of the globe. And you will see from the tip of Chile all the way up to Alaska, there's a trench that runs on the bottom of the ocean. And when it comes up to California, 5 miles from here, they call it the San Andreas Fault. Most likely the 8.8 that rocks Chile sits on the same fault line that's passing 5 miles from here. The Lord says that when He gets ready, He will move the islands out of their place, because He has a controversy with the nation. If you don't want to be part of the controversy with the nation, you have a chance to make it right with the Lord. So it's not against you and Him. Because if we are right with Him, He says that in those days He is going to stand up. Michael shall stand up for his children. For his children. So I'm asking you today that we are not too many. I want us to stay where we are. And I don't want you to ask the Lord for anything. I do not want you, nor I, to ask the Lord for anything. He has already done beyond what you can ask or think. If you look back in your life, your wildest dreams have already come true. So I want today that we just kneel and find things to thank the Lord for. If you were back 100 years, you would have been a good slave. Today you're free in the light of Black History Month. You're free. May I remind you, if you don't think you have anything to thank the Lord for, I gave a lady some medicine this week that cost $40,000 per week. And she needs to get it every week for the next 4 months. And you need that same kind of medicine, but your body makes it naturally. You're blessed beyond belief. No cancer of the tongue. No cancer of the neck, nor the stomach. No diabetes. No. You're blessed beyond belief. So today, let's reverently and prayerfully kneel and thank the Lord for His goodness. His goodness towards us. I'll give you a minute so that it can be personal. Because many of the things that you need to thank Him for, you can't tell me about it. Many of His wondrous works in your life, they're so private and so intimate. He has been so good. Heavenly Father, we come this morning and we don't want to ask you for anything, Lord. We want to thank you for all the many, 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 many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Just like the showers of rain that's falling today, we have been the recipients of your many blessings. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the light of this Black History Month, we as a people of color, we want to thank you for bringing us out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage, segregation, racism, sexism. Lord, you have been so good to us. 100 years ago, we would have been in chains, not on Sabbath or on Sunday, but on every single day. We would not have had the opportunity, Lord, to come and to proclaim how great a God you are. But you have freed us and you have brought us in this country in bondage, but now you have set us free, and you have been so good that you have even raised from the ranks of slavery right up to the top of the White House. You have put one of our color to be in charge. What a great God you are. You are a God of mercy and wonder. You can break the bands of slavery and put us right up to the top. You have done that symbolically, Lord, and we want to thank you that you can look and, as a promise to us, that you can do that for us as individuals. Oh, Heavenly Father, we look back from all the different places from which we have come. We have promised you, Lord, if you brought us to the United States by your mighty hand, we will sing your praise. And many of us today as foreigners will sing your praise. Oh, Heavenly Father, for those of us who have been born here, we have promised you, Heavenly Father, that if you have done these great things, that we can walk in freedom, we will sing your praise. And today, we want to sing your praise because you have been so good. Oh, Heavenly Father, as individuals, many of us, no sickness, no sorrow, no problems with our bodies, no our minds, our families are together, our children are not in jail, our wives are with us. And oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your goodness. We don't take it for granted, Heavenly Father. We don't take it for granted that we are able to work. Our kitchens have enough rice and enough of all the different variety of things that we want to have. We don't take it for granted, Father, that we travel the busy freeways and day after day, accidents that seen and unseen, your angels have been accompanying us and we have been the recipients of your blessing. Oh, Heavenly Father, out of the gratitude of the fullness of our hearts, we want to say thank you. Thank you for all the many, many things you have done for us. Above all, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that your grace has found lodgment in our hearts, that we, with your Spirit's prompting, have looked up and recognized that Jesus Christ has been the Lord and Savior, and he has come to save us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today that we live in a place where the earth is still beneath our feet. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, that although we live on the San Andreas Fault in California, by your mercy and your grace, we are not in the situation that our brothers and sisters in Haiti and Chile are in today. Oh, Heavenly Father, your grace and your mercy, your goodness and your long-suffering, your constant forgivenesses, we have been the recipients of. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for our children. We want to thank you that you have given children to us and made us participants in your great creation. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for things that you have done for us that we do not know of. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, that although planes fly over our heads at night, that we still wake up in the morning because of your goodness. Thank you for all that you have done. We want to thank you for everything that you have done. Our lips run short to sing your praise. So today, Heavenly Father, we didn't come here to ask you for anything. We just came to thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace and your long-suffering, and your constant abiding, and your Spirit's presence in our lives. But above all, we want to thank you for your Son that died and shed his blood on Calvary so that we might be free of our sins, and that one day you will take us to a place where the earth will not rock, where there will be no more sickness, and there will be no more suffering, and there will be no more sorrow, for the former things are passed away. Thank you for this hope that fuels our daily lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for all that you have done for us. Amen.
History Month, and it's a blessing to be an African American. Everybody may not agree with that, but I'm proud to be. So we're just going to follow the request of our minister of music. and we're going to take you back a little bit. The song that we're about to sing is called I'm Working on the Building, and song says, I'm working on the building. It's a true foundation, holding up the bloodstained banner for the Lord. And just as soon as I get through working on the building, I'm going up to heaven to get my reward. And so, I'm working on the building. Amen.
Going up to heaven. just as soon as I get through
working,
working on the building,
I'm going home.
I'm going up to heaven
to get my
reward.
We're going to sing a song that we all should know, even the young people. And I learned this song. It's interesting because I'm a PK, which is a pastor's kid. And this song was a song that probably one of the first songs that I played at my father's church. And as I grew older, I came to understand the song, "We've Come This Far by Faith." And as I get older, it becomes even more prevalent to me that I have to have faith to come this far. So I don't know what you've been through. Had a little, well, I wouldn't say little, but it was an accident a couple weeks ago. And, you know, out of just natural instinct, I made a decision to do something that could have been very bad for me. And I know that the angels of the Lord keep us. And you know, when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to say, "God blesses babies and fools." Well, I'm too old to be a baby. And so you know what I had to have been. And I made a very foolish decision. But in my foolishness, God kept me. And I'm thankful for that. And you know, I sat and I thought about it, and I said, "You know what, God? I know that the angel, this may sound strange to you, but I know that the angel stepped between myself and the other car and kept me." And so there's a part in the song that says, "Oh, oh, 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 can't turn around." I can't turn around. I can't say, "I'm not going to worship God anymore. I'm not going to praise him," even when you go through. And in order to do that, you have to have what? Faith. Because the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so I want you to stand on your feet, and I want you to sing with us. And
we've come this far by faith.
The other day, I heard a man say,
song, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. There's no turning back. There's absolutely no turning back. There's no way to turn back to. Where are you going to go? We have come this far by faith. Let us continue to live by that faith, because it is that faith that's going to take us through. This morning, we're going to be favored with a special song, but before we entertain that song, unfortunately, our speaker for this morning is sick. He's not able to make it. But you know, God has always provided somebody. There's always a ram in the ticket. Pastor Drummond. And so I want us to just breathe a prayer in your heart for him this morning, that the Lord would use him as never before. Use him to bring us a message that will stir our hearts, but at the same time comfort our heart, knowing that he is coming soon. And so Talia and her dad is going to sing this song, and the next person is the dad who will give us the word today.
Life is full of unexpected plot and twist, turns and twists. And I got up this morning and it was pouring. And I was thinking to myself, boy, I really don't want to go and make that drive. But we got to be there because Taya and I have got to sing. And we've got to go out. We're supposed to go out today and pass out the flyers. And then there was the rehearsal that she has later on tonight. So we've got to be there and all the way up in the drive. And it is pouring in San Diego. And I hit the brakes one time and the car just kept going. And I'm like, Terry, I'm hitting the brakes and the car's going, you know, and it's going, and tail lights. And I was like, you know, it came to a stop. And I was like, man, we should really go home, but we got to be a church. And so we get here, and I get here, and then I'm like, okay. When I spoke to Earl, Dr. Mandy last, she said she was going to come in because she had the accident. There was an accident, traffic last week. Last time she preached, she was going to come in on Friday. And so I said, has anybody heard from her? And they said no. And so I said, well, maybe I should call her. I step outside and I call her and I say, sis, and she is out sick bad. And she said, I left you a message yesterday as soon as I got sick yesterday. And my last couple of days have been so hectic for me, I really haven't checked my messages. And so here it is. I'm singing. We're going to preach. So you pray. We've come this far by faith. I'm just saying that to be, keep this thing real. And my daughter said, Dad, don't mess this song up. And so you pray. Because Dad wants to live another day. Amen. We're going to sing a song entitled, go ahead, Talia.
Close to You.
I just want to be close to you. Sunshine, moonlight, delight, just a couple words describing who you are. Lovely, so lovely. Want everyone to know why I'm in love with you.
Patient and strong, always, no matter what I face, you've been there to bring me through just fine.
Right on.
On time. It took a while to see that your love was true.
Now no one can
undo,
'cause I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're
and all I want
to say.
My dying day, I just wanna be close to you.
Unless as we is where I wanna be, where I am when I'm with you.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yes, perfect is what you gave for all the world to see. Now no one can
undo,
'cause I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're
all
right. All I wanna say till my dying day,
I just wanna be close to you. Follow me, yeah, yeah. Da-da, you say.
Da-da.
Come on, come on. Da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It took a while to see, but now we know it's true. And no,
now no one can
undo,
'cause
I belong to you
until the end.
Good to know,
good to know
that you're mine.
Will you, how long will you stay?
I just wanna be close to you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
How long will you stay?
Hey, I just wanna be close to you.